Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome back to Overnight America. We're here for the next couple of hours, so we'll keep the phone lines open. And if you want to give producer Mike a hard time, you can call 314-436-7900. I should load up texting. I don't have it up as we speak. You can also text that phone line. 800-925-1120 is another great phone number for you to reach us on the show tonight. So here's the very latest out of Missouri. Total cases, 1,031. So we broke the 1,000 marker. With 13 deaths of those 1,031. Patients tested approximately 15,000, so almost 15,500, over 15,500. So that's actually not too shabby of a rate. Now, all things considered, if you're going to be testing the highest potential candidates, the ones that would most likely show the symptoms, know people who are traveling, the ones that would most likely have the coronavirus. If you've tested 15,645 and so far 1,000 have come back positive, I mean, I feel like that's not that bad of a number. Looking at it by different counties, let me bring this up real quick because there's a map that they have. And let me zoom in on St. Louis, and we'll see what the changes are here. So in St. Louis County, 366 positive cases with two deaths. St. Louis City, 91 positive cases, one death. Go a little bit north to St. Charles into the west, 56 positive cases, two deaths there. Over in Franklin, 7 positive cases, and Jefferson County has 18 positive cases. So that's kind of the intermediate area. St. Louis County and Kansas City still have the most positive cases there. You know, and the way we're looking at it right now, and trying to find the very latest with the numbers, President Trump came out with a press conference today, and it wasn't bad. I mean, basically saying the more things, I think the things that you want to take from his press conferences has to do with the things that are different. So what's been different so far with this? Well, he brought out one of the machines that could test for the coronavirus between 5 and 15 minutes. I mean, as easy as waiting 5 minutes. That's a game changer. Now, think about Pritzborn over on Fox 2. He's been documenting this over his travels overseas, came back, got tested. He had to wait a couple of weeks before they got the test results back because, you know, they send the results in and the CDC gets involved and it takes forever and, you know, there's priority and he's not showing symptoms. He's self-quarantined and he's not in the hospital. So they waited. You know, instead of waiting days or weeks, you can find results in about 5 minutes, up to 15 minutes. Wow, that's very quick. That's going to be a game changer. So President Trump showed off one of those devices, and it looked nice. It actually looked really nice. But that wasn't really what people were focusing on. They brought up some companies that are pitching in. And this is what I think is good. And some people don't like this. They don't like that there's certain CEOs of companies that are getting into the game of making face masks or, you know, ventilators or anything like that. They're shifting their production because they have the facilities and the ability to do such a thing. And part of that is, you know, let's bring them up and let's throw them a bone. You know, they're disrupting what they're doing. They don't have to do this, but they want to do this. They want to help the country. So President Trump brings them up. Hey, say a few words. Tell us what you're doing as a company to show that, you know, we're strong. Americans stick together. And one of those people was the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. They didn't like that. You know, people go online. Why is the MyPillow guy speaking and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they go crazy about this thing. And they completely ignore the fact that he is using his own facilities to try to help save American lives. So ridiculous. But good for all those companies that have been recognized as of late, the ones that want to help, the ones that have the ability to do so. You know what I saw, too? This was an interesting thing about recycling masks. Asked about why, you know, we have the ability to recycle these masks. I thought this was a really good moment in the press conference that deserves a little bit more credit.
I've been asking, why are we throwing these masks away? You look at some of these masks and they're significant pieces of equipment. And I say, how come you throw them away? Why aren't they using sterilization techniques? And I got a call from Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio. And he's a tremendous guy, tremendous governor. And he said, we have a company named Batil and they're having a hard time getting approval from the FDA. And I called up Dr. Hahn, and within a very short period of time, they got the approval. Steve, we really appreciate it. I want to thank Mike, and I want to thank Steve. And they're going to be able, each machine now can disinfect 120,000 masks per day. Now, think of that. Each machine can disinfect 120,000 masks per day. It'll be just like a new one. It can go up to about 20 times for each mask. So each mask can go through this process 20 times. And they have two in Ohio, one in New York, and one will soon be shipped to Seattle, Washington, and also to Washington, D.C. So that's going to make a tremendous difference on the masks.
All right. So I just want to give a lot of credit to the Trump administration for recognizing this. You know, bureaucracy, and that's what government is known for. Lots of red tape. Oh, we got to wait for this. Oh, we got to wait for this. Oh, we got. And it's so infuriating sometimes. You think the speed that government operates, and you're sitting here waiting. Anyone that's ever spent time in the DMV realizes that once you grab a little ticket and you're sitting there for 2 hours to get up for them to tell you, you don't have the right form, go sit down and we'll call you back up later, it drives you insane. There's got to be easier ways to do this sort of thing. Or how about you apply for something and you're waiting for the government to respond and you're like, come on now, why does it have to take this long? I think President Trump, one of the greatest accomplishments he's had in the last 3 years is try to cut through some of this garbage red tape that we've had, unnecessary government regulation on certain things. So we're in a time of emergency, and we are in a desperate need to manufacture these face masks. And we're desperate, desperate need to help keep the supply up, because that's what they need to do in order to keep the people that are testing these things safe, and the ones that are working in the hospital, those that have been diagnosed with this COVID-19. So what happens? There's a company that says we can sterilize this. However, there's a bunch of red tape in the way and it takes too long to get these things out here. And what does the president do? He listens to the governor, Mike DeWine from Ohio, who says, hey, we got a company here. We just got to, they're waiting for approval. He says, okay. He calls the FDA, says, fast track this. Next thing you know, they get approval. And instead of having a giant shortfall of these masks, now we have a company that could recycle these things instead of throwing them away. So you could reuse and reuse and reuse. So let's say there's companies that are pumping out 100,000 of these masks a day. Now think of it this way, sterilizing these masks, you take the 100,000 that you can pump out a day, then you're basically doubling production, considering you can send it to one of these companies, they can clean them, and then ship them right back out. And then we're not going to have to worry about this giant shortfall. Or at least it gives us a little more optimism that we'll be able to keep up in the long haul. This is great. They just needed that phone call, and that's all it took. Why can't government operate like this more often? Seriously, why can't they just make phone calls and be smart with the things that they're doing, as opposed to, well, I got to fill out form 368-2492 or 9er, and then we got to send it over here, and it's got to wait, and there's a backlog, and da-da. It's so crazy that we have to wait through these things. 314-436-7900. Call or text that line, or 800-925-1120. This is Overnight America, KMOX. And welcome back to Overnight America. I'm just posting on the Ryan Recker Radio Facebook page right now our interview with Rich Rubino in the last hour. I had a great radio shop talk with my friend Big Rick. Does a radio show in Western Kentucky, Rick Daniels. And that video is online if you want to go watch that at Ryan Recker Radio. And if you are listening and you're doing the Facebook, this would be a great time for you to go and like it. All right, I want to take some of your calls at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I also would like to point out, I'm happy you leave your radio on at night. It just feels good, comforting, to know that you are connected to a live radio program like this one. How about we start with Curtis? Welcome to Overnight America, Curtis.
Hello. Hey, Ryan.
Hi. What's going on?
Pretty good. Sitting here from Circle K down here in Bon Terre. Just waiting to clock out from work. I work out there at Hillsborough R3 School District.
Mm-hmm. And as you wait to clock out, what kind of demand is there for you working in a school district where there's no kids?
Safety test. They got us doing safety test.
Oh, okay. So this is a good time to catch up on some of the procedural things.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for our brains, keep our brains active and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad. You know, and I think that that's smart to do because, you know, it's normally you think, when am I ever going to have time to do all of these things? Well, now you have time to do all of these things.
Yeah, I just hope that everything gets back to normal. I can't wait until hopefully it does. I keep my fingers crossed. I'm trying to keep positive, so I'm trying to charge with all the negativities that's going around.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what social media is for, negativity. I'm reminded of that the more I look at it. So what are you doing in the school district? What's your job?
I'm a custodian.
Work
night, evenings.
So what does this mean? Oh, sorry, Curtis, but what does this mean for you in the future? Is there going to be fears of, you know, extra scrubbing in the future or anything like that discussed?
As in changes?
Yeah. Are there going to be any extra procedures put in place to try to kill germs when kids come back to school eventually?
Well, there could be. Just have to play everything by ear, day by day, and see what happens.
Yeah, that's kind of how we're all facing it, right? That's what. Hey, Curtis, thank you very much for your call, and thank you for checking in tonight.
You stay safe.
Yes, you too. Yeah, I wondered about all the different cleaning procedures that will have to change. And they closed the libraries down. I thought, okay, are they going to have to disinfect every single item that comes into the library in the future? Or schools, are they going to have to go through every day and try to clean every desk, every surface? Like, what's going to have to be the procedure for anyone in the future that shares a common space? And I really don't know what that answer is. And I'm kind of afraid what that answer is, because that could be one of the biggest disruptors in the future. Let's go to Joy, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America, Joy.
Oh, hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Okay. I am so tired of hearing about the virus. I know all the ramifications. I'm over 70, okay? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to let you know what I'm doing to lighten things up.
Oh, good. What are you doing?
I am watching right now a DVD of sci-fi from the 1950s. It is
all right.
Funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are their predictions?
Well, no predictions, but you can sit there and laugh at everything. And that's what we need now, is to laugh.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better.
I could use a laugh here and there. You got to find the bright side of some things, I guess. Well, which makes sense, though.
I'm watching right now Flash Gordon from 1953 and 1954.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny.
All of it. It's not funny. It's not meant to be funny, though, right? It's just funny because
heavens,
you can look at it in hindsight.
That was serious, you know.
Yeah. Were these shows you enjoyed when you were younger?
It's funny. So just find something to make you laugh.
All right. I think I will. Thanks, Joy. Good to hear from you.
Okay. Kiss your baby for me and rub your dog's belly.
Yeah. You know, can I tell you this real quick? You know what my dog did tonight? Sure. This was so cute. So I've been trying to get my dog to stay down with me in the basement for the show. She loves bedtime. Like, she loves going into the bedroom, cuddling up and sleeping all night. So tonight, she came downstairs, and I thought, oh, she's going to hang out with me on the show tonight. Nope, she just wanted a quick little belly rub, and then she went right back upstairs for the bedroom. So originally, I thought, that's kind of cute. She'll want to hang out with me. Nope, she just wanted to say goodnight, and she's checking in on me now.
So why don't you put all your equipment on the floor and lay down by her?
Well, no, she's upstairs in the bedroom now, so she's not even bothering with me in the basement studio.
But she came down, so.
Yeah, just to say goodnight. How cute. All right, thanks, Joy. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Right. Let's go to Jim, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yeah, I'm wondering why they don't recycle Band-Aids.
What? Why would you recycle a Band-Aid?
Why would they recycle a mask? Would you like wear one of them?
Well, they can. You're talking about the ventilator mask. So these are the ones that are like plastic, and you put in the special filters into them. So you don't have to throw the entire thing away. You can just replace the filters on them and then make it so that these plastic and these other parts that are on it can be reused.
Would you feel safe if you had to use one?
Yeah, I think I would. I mean, if they were professionally sterilized, I don't see a difference between it.
Yeah,
would you think there's a risk in that?
I just don't feel it. You know, it's like using stuff after surgery. You know, I understand they sterilize the instruments, but all the other stuff that's involved, the gowns and all this stuff, mask, you know, I don't feel that that's enough protection.
You've seen what these masks look like, so it's not like your painter's mask or anything like that that you would just throw away after. We're talking about, you know, these professional ventilators that you put on your face. Like, have you seen what they look like?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the sterilization process is probably better than when you're getting it to begin with. Like, when it's coming from the factory, I'm sure they're exposed to certain contaminants or whatever it is, but it's a low level. You send it off, the way that it's getting sterilized and sent back, there's probably even less contaminants on it at that point.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just the other...
How do you think Trump's hoax is working?
Trump's what is working?
Hoax.
What
the one who said the Democrats had a hoax going on this?
Oh, when he said hoax? You see, you just want to try to politicize. So are you just basically trying to find fault in anything that you can, you know, throw a dart at and just pretend that you're upset about it? Is that what you're going through right now? Is that the part of your life?
What about the people who were down in Texas that took this hydrochlorazine and it was from a fish aquarium and they wound up dying?
It's terrible. No one should be taking fish tank chemicals. Yeah. What makes you think that's somehow connected to the administration? So you're one of those people?
What makes Trump think that he's a doctor?
You know, you sound very illogical to think that Donald Trump endorsed someone to drink or ingest fish tank chemicals. That, you know, you understand that sounds, that's it's not even a stretch. It's like, it's nuts to think that's what he was endorsing.
He suggested the hydrochlorazine and all that. So the people used what they felt was their best resort to get to it.
And it's not even the same thing. You understand it's not even the same thing that doctors are prescribing. This is something that cleans fish tanks.
I understand it, but those people evidently didn't.
Huh. And that's the president's fault?
Yeah, when he puts it out there, it's an anecdotal type thing.
So I think that's part of the problem. I think that you see everything as the president's fault. Like, every single thing that happens is the president's fault. You know, and Jim, thank you very much for your call. Because, you know, the thing is, we could be totally irrational about everything. And I go back when President Obama was in office, and I think, did the Republicans sound this crazy? Did they blame everything? Like, if President Obama went out there and said during a crisis that we have an experimental drug that can help this coronavirus. We're looking into, and we want to fast track it through the FDA, which, by the way, they have fast tracked it through the FDA, and it is showing some very positive results when it comes to treating the coronavirus. This is a huge, huge breakthrough when it comes to treatment. So if the president at the time, let's say it was Obama, said, we have this experimental drug that has shown some pretty positive results to fighting the coronavirus, and then someone drinks fish cleaner in Texas, would the Republicans go out there and say, this is Barack Obama's fault? Of course not. I got to tell you, maybe I'm just misremembering that for the 8 years, but I don't think the Republicans were ever that crazy to try to associate it that way. Like, even think of it this way. You know, even during Donald Trump's time in office, you remember when the crazy dude over in Illinois decides to pick up a weapon and fire on a congressional softball practice because he hated Republicans and he wanted to go kill Republicans? Do you think that because the person was a Bernie Sanders supporter, the Republicans went out there and said, Bernie Sanders, this is your fault. You encouraged him to do that? Of course they didn't do that. It wasn't even a thought that people floated out there, because they understand that's a crazy association. You know, we got to look at this, and we got to stop saying everything is Donald Trump's fault. And by the way, this is just fueling people that support Donald Trump. They hear these things and they realize how irrational this line of thinking is, and it helps them get a stronger bond with Donald Trump. They look at him as the victim of people thinking this way. So they're going to say, okay, you know what? The people that think in just irrationally against him are just rising and rising and rising. Thus, everyone that criticizes them is crazy. So we're going to just continue to support him. That's what is happening, the inverse reaction. If you think that you're going to call in and people are going to hear that and they're going to say, oh boy, I never thought of it that way. Donald Trump's a terrible, terrible person. You're right. You've changed it. I'm going to vote for Joe Biden now. Nothing. There's not one single person in America that would hear that argument and say, you're totally right about that. And that's, you know, that's part of the discourse we're in right now. We got to stop that discourse. You know, we got to stop it on both sides. We got to stop it so, you know, if Republicans start talking that way, and whoever, you know, they say that to Joe Biden, we got to stop it there. And we're going to say, no. That's not right. And you know what? We, for whatever reason, see it so much more often on the left than we do on the right. Infinitely more on the left. We'll take some more of your calls coming up at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
COVID-19. Get the facts from St. Louis's trusted source for news. News Radio 1120 KMOX.
And Overnight America continues. Thank you for your calls tonight, and thank you for your text messages at 314-436-7900. On Facebook, Ryan Recker Radio. Make sure to like that page. Let's go to Bunny, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
I just want to thank you for providing some entertainment for this time of night. Since we've been staying at home, you know, I've been listening to the radio later, and I really appreciate your program. I also
Great.
Wanted to say that, you know, I feel so sorry for people like the gentleman I heard a few minutes ago, because he doesn't find anything positive in anything. I can't imagine living my life and always having a negative attitude. I feel so sorry for those people because they really don't know what they're missing, you know?
Mm. I want to talk about you. Are you someone that is isolating themselves? Have you left the house at all in the past week?
I have been in my house except out on my patio a few times for the past 3 weeks, and normally I'm very active, but I am, you know, I'm going nuts, so I have to admit it.
Do you have people that help you get supplies?
You have to accept it for what it is, and if you want to stay safe, you know, then you have to, you simply have to abide by the suggestions and rules.
Well, I'm glad that I could spend some time with you every night. That does make me happy, Bunny. Thank you for checking in, and you know, call back again sometime, okay?
I certainly will, and thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Anytime, anytime.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Dan, who's calling in to Overnight America. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good evening, and thanks for taking my call. I enjoy the show. I drive over the road at night, and I enjoy listening to your show. Got a question for you, though. On this package that they're going to be sending out to everybody, now, I've heard different things, because I'm an independent contractor, I've heard different things about the independent contractor, if they're going to be getting anything back. I paid my 2018 taxes, and it's all paid up and that stuff. But I'm wondering, am I going to get anything back, the $1,200 back or anything like that? Because I made $96,000 last year.
So I think you'll get a little bit back. So at that time, I think it was up to $75,000 for an individual, $150,000 for a married couple. So are you married?
No, I'm not married. Now, see, I didn't make $96,000 in 2018. I made $96,000 in 2019, and
the
taxes aren't paid yet.
Mm. I think that
I only made like 70 something thousand dollars in 2018.
You know, that's a good question. If they're getting that off the 18 or 19 taxes, they're probably getting it off of 18, but they're looking at how you file in most ways to determine if you're eligible for a refund to begin with. I think that's part of the big question at this point, who qualifies and who doesn't qualify. And there's a couple of other things that factor into it. If you are paid up in your taxes, I don't think is a factor in it. I think that you would get it nonetheless. There are certain things, like if you have a child support garnishment, for example, you're not going to get you're not going to get the check, right? So things like that will not go towards you. So I think you're clear, Dan. You should be getting something.
Yeah, because
I
don't owe no child support or anything like that. I don't owe anything like that, and my taxes, like I said, are paid up. But when this happened, when Bush did this, I didn't get nothing, but my wife got like $600.
Yeah, this is different, so this is not taxed either, which is nice. So even though you may be getting this, you're not going to have to file it on your taxes next year as income, so that's a good plus. It's not taxable. So whatever they do send to you, it's not going to affect anything else you're doing with taxes. Yeah, the good question is, you know, they know how much. Well, I guess if you're an independent contractor, they wouldn't know how much you've made in the past year unless you've been filing quarterly. Do you do that?
No, I haven't done it. My tax person tells me I should, but I always do it at the end because I usually owe only about $1,400 to $1,500 at the end of the year, and I just pay it off in two payments.
Okay, if that's the case, then I think you're safe because then the government doesn't know how much money you made last year. So it sounds like you'd be getting the full amount as long as you made under $75,000. In 2018.
Okay.
That sounds about right. Okay. Hey, thanks, Dan.
Thank you, sir, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Well, I'm not the best person to ask tax advice, but I think that is the case. And since the filing has been extended for this year, I know there are going to be people that the government have no idea how much money you actually made unless you file it and you haven't actually filed. They have no idea. So they're going to be sending these checks out well before they know. I don't think they would ask for a refund or anything either. You know, maybe it's a question to ask your tax person, whoever you have that helps put your taxes together. And I'm surprised making that much money as an independent contractor, you're not filing quarterly. That probably would be a good practice so you don't have any surprises. Let's go to Victor, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America, Victor.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I was listening to you talk to the gentleman earlier about the election and Joe Biden. The things that I've seen on TV, some of the guests, and it seems to me like he's having a real hard time to even have a lucid thought. I just wonder how long this will go on before they find some way to replace him, because I don't see any way he would stand up in a debate against President Trump and come out anywhere close to being a winner. And I just wonder what you thought about it.
You remember back when he was running for vice president and it was Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. And I thought Paul Ryan is going to eat Joe Biden alive. Didn't happen. Joe Biden did just fine during the debate. Now, the Joe Biden from some years ago versus the Joe Biden now has changed greatly. I mean, he almost looks like a completely different candidate in the sense that he has a hard time answering questions. He has a hard time keeping a strain of thought. And when he's challenged, like, you know, we just had a recent debate between him and Bernie Sanders. When he's actually challenged, like a Donald Trump will challenge him and get him off his game, he's not going to be able to keep his composure, and he's not going to come out looking good. That's going to be a hard thing. It's almost like you watch a sporting event, and a player tries to get into someone else's head, and they completely collapse. I feel that's a likely scenario for Joe Biden. But you know what? Either way, I don't know if it's unrealistic. I think the gaffes aren't enough to stop people from voting for him. I think it's fun to poke at the gaffes. Like, if we're looking at him and we don't like him as a candidate, I'll certainly look at some of his gaffes and make light of him and laugh at him. But I don't think that means he's any less of a candidate. I don't think that disqualifies him. But I hope that answers your question.
Well, it does me. It bothers me. I mean, I'm a great Democrat up until, mm-hmm. I don't know, 20 years ago, and the Democratic Party went the other way. I mean, we separated. I don't stand for anything. I don't believe in anything they stand for anymore. But the fact that he could be my president, I don't care if I'm a Democrat or Republican, and you just watch him on these shows that he's on, how in the world could you think he could even take a situation and make a rational decision on it? You know, that's what scares me.
I understand. It's a valid concern. Thanks, Victor. Good to hear from you.
All right, thank you.
Let's go to Joan, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hello.
Hi.
I am a senior citizen and a widow, and I haven't really heard, and I'm on Social Security, I haven't really heard if we get the $1,200.
Yes, so I think you would qualify for that. Now, did you get a form to file last year, or even if you didn't file, did you still get the form?
I did file.
Yeah, okay, you're good. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're on Social Security or not. Doesn't matter.
Okay, because they never have I have never heard them announce it, and, you know, I just wondered.
Yeah, there's only a few scenarios where people don't qualify, but if you're on Social Security, you're safe. So you would be still getting a check. In fact, when you filed, did you have it put directly into your bank account, or did you get a check through the mail?
It went into my bank account.
Yeah, so if they got your account on file, they're going to first deposit into that account whatever you filed with last time. So if you filed in the last 2 years through your bank account, just direct deposit, you're good. You should see it within the next couple of weeks.
Oh, good. And I enjoy your show. I listen to it. I usually read at night before I go to bed, and I listen to you.
Oh, great. I'm so happy that you keep the radio on at night. Thank you, Joan.
Because
good to hear from
you. I've been in the house for almost 3 weeks now, and... So, and I don't have anybody to talk to. Of course, I talk to all my church friends. We call each other. So,
that's really good. Do you have a patio set or anything? You sit outside?
Yes. I walk every day. I walk every single day, too. Yeah.
Yeah, you should. I've seen an increase of walking. Mostly, I know this because my dog likes to inform me every time someone walks by the house, and that has increased a lot lately.
I always hear dogs barking when I walk. Yeah.
Have a good night, Joan. Call back again.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. We got a text message from Deb over in Illinois. Thanks for your level-headedness. Enjoy your show. You're wise beyond your years. Proud to have a president who works for the good of the people. Stay healthy. Oh, thank you, Deb. That's very nice. I like getting little messages like that in the texting. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now, and some people have asked that question. Do I qualify? Am I going to get a check? There's actually two instances of different types of people that will not get a stimulus check. Here are the two instances. One, if you're behind on child support payments, you may not qualify for the stimulus check. I have no problem with that, being behind on child support payments, because obviously that obligation you're not meeting for your kid should go to help the kid, right? Because this should be something that helps them. Number two, college students. So if you're, let's say, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, somewhere in that range, you're technically an adult. You may be working, contributing, but you are still on your parents' taxes as a dependent. Now, if you're listed as a dependent on your parents' taxes, that means they'll get the $500 for you being a child. So you also, many college people listening, may not get a stimulus check. Do you think that's fair? I want to take some of your calls on that. Do you think that's fair? People behind in child support, and then college students, roughly that age, that are on their parents as a dependent. 314-436-7900. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome back to Overnight America for the next couple of minutes. And there's a few things I do want to bring up. So there's a couple of ways that you may not get the stimulus check. Number one, if you're behind in child support payments, you may not qualify for this stimulus check. Okay, I have no problem with that. I don't have a problem with it at all. I know here in the city of St. Louis, we had politicians and even like here in the county, Wesley Bell tried to make it very clear that, hey, we don't want to criminalize deadbeat dads. So you can be way behind, but we're not going to garnish anything and we're not going to make it so there's any consequence for not paying your child support, which is really sad if you think about it, because who does that hurt in the long run? It hurts the kids. It hurts the kids that, you know, need to be supported by their parents. Number two. There's another classification of people that may not receive a stimulus check. So if you are college-aged and you're listed as a dependent on your parents, taxes, then you may not qualify for the $1,200. So what do you think about that? Do you think that's fair? Do you like that? Do you not like that? We'll take some of your calls at 314-436-7900. Looks like Giovanni is waiting there. What's going on, Giovanni?
How you doing? Just enjoying your show as usual.
Awesome.
I wanted to say two things. One, do you think the people on disability and the one and Social Security is going to get any of the stimulus money?
Yes. The people on disability, Social Security, I believe both qualify. However, there is some question if you're a caregiver. So let's say you have an adult that has special needs and you're still, as a parent, a caregiver to that child. They may be listed as a dependent or may not be listed as a dependent. There could be some things that are different there based on what they would qualify for. I've read that to be true too. But generally speaking, what you're saying is if you're an adult and you have a disability, but, you know, you still file for yourself or whatever it is, yes, you'd still qualify for that.
Okay. Then the other thing, I called earlier because I wanted to change the subject for a moment and talk about the traffic, how wonderful it is to drive on Highway 40 without being backed up from Brentwood.
Can you believe that? You know what people have been posting online? They post the pictures of the traffic maps and all the highways are green and they're saying, see all you quarantine people, you non-essential people are the problems when it comes to rush hour. See, if you just stay at home all the time, everyone can get around.
That's all. I just want to laugh for the night. That's all.
Yeah, and isn't it great, though? It's like whenever I would leave the radio station at night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, midnight, whatever time it was, I wouldn't have a problem driving. There was never an issue. It was whenever I came into the radio station during the day, I would hate trying to fight that rush hour traffic. You know, it looks like for the at least the next month, you're going to be enjoying smooth sailing, so that's great.
Okay.
All right, Giovanni, good to hear from you.
Have a good night. Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Have a good night. All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Ken, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. I'm a Democrat, so when I listen to you, I've got a completely different perspective. But that's not why I'm calling in.
Okay.
You know, on the stimulus, my wife and I are both 78. You know, we've been retired for years. We've got a modest house that's been paid for, you know, 15, 20 years. We both drive 10-year-old cars. A lot of people don't have any car. We got two cars. But it just doesn't seem right that we should get this stimulus. If anything, the virus, we have got more money because we go to the casino once a week, go to the movies, go out to eat. And it just seems, and I've talked with some other couples that are our age, not all, but some feel the same way, that we, you know, this money would be much better. We're probably just going to stick it in the bank.
Well, you know, this is what you could do.
We're comfortable. We've got everything we need. We're probably just going to put it. I know some other couples say they're going to give it to charity. not sure that, and that's probably the right thing to do, but I'm not sure we'll do that. But
well, yeah, this is what you could do, Ken, and there's a couple of ways to look at this. So there's a lot of individuals that absolutely need it, and even your age individuals that would need this.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But there's really no way to disseminate between it without going and making it an entire complete mess, and there'd be a complete amount of fraud involved with it. So they say, we're just going to do it for every American. Now, there's that part of it, right? The people that need it. But there's the other part of it is the businesses and the economy. So this gives an opportunity for you to spend that money, re-inject it into the local economy, and help those businesses that need it. So there's a couple of things you can do, Ken. You can patronize some of those local businesses and help them get back on their feet. You could give it to charity. You could give it to family, or you could hold on to it for a rainy day. There's a lot of things you can do, but there's a very positive effect this could have.
And we might do that, but I think you're right. I don't think there's any way that the government could have called us type people out. I mean, it'd be great if they could and disseminate this money to other people, but like you said, that it would just be a nightmare. So that's probably not realistic anyway. But
think about all of the absolute fraud that would be involved. Like anytime there is a relief fund for a hurricane or something like that, and people have to apply, there's a massive amount of waste in government overhead. Hey, thank you very much, Ken. Good to hear from you.
Okay, thanks, Ryan.
All right, we'll take some more of your calls coming up in the next hour. And, oh, by the way, Rush Limbaugh had an update today on his radio show. He returned. I want to play that audio for you. So if you haven't heard Rush's update, this will be good. But, yeah, let's talk about this. Some people don't qualify for the stimulus checks. You think it's a good idea? This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.